igniting, inspiring, and evoking the fire within.
One, I think from a religious point of view, from experiencing different culture in places like Abu Dhabi and Malaysia, going to different mosques with different traditions than we're used to, that was very fascinating for us. And then being in India was very fascinating, just to see so many people living a lifestyle of a struggle, really, of poverty and begging for things. And it was just really eye-opening. Being able to see all these places, I had never been to Asia before, never been to the Middle East before, and just being able to hear languages other than just, you know, French or Spanish or Italian, being able to see people in clothing that's different, eating food that's different. You know, not that I was really super adventurous in the food front. You know, I was made fun of because I would eat a lot of Nature Valley bars.
But keep it safe.
Just seeing everything and just being exposed to it, which was this really, really special moment. Grandpa Jim, I never met Grandpa Jim, but yes, I heard he's very handy. And he used to say, you know, measure twice, cut once. And she always told me to listen twice and speak once. So I think that's always something I carry along with me. You always need to listen. And I always, my friends always make fun of me because I'm so observant. But I think listening goes a long way. And it always reminds me of who I am. You know, I look in the mirror here. I look in the pond. Simba sees Mufasa. I see my mother. And it just inspires me to continue on in her image and just remember who I am deep down. I'm the same person. I have the same values that she instilled in me. The same inspiration, the same characteristics, the same goals in life that we have. We're very similar people. And just that line, remember who you are. Even though Mufasa had passed away, my mother's passed away, still there in the spirit, still motivating me to continue.
You're listening to the What's Your Inspiration podcast with Fox Byer.